Though from the beginning, we can say beings are primarily all Buddhas, most of the time we miss it because, as we say in the practice principles, holding on to self-centered forms, self-centered thoughts, self-centered nature, self-centered ideas. And if we do it that way, we also believe so-called other-centered stories about others. They are this way, they are that way, they are not that way, they are not how I want them. All sorts of stories. And believing that, we justify getting upset, getting angry, holding on to, they did that, then I should have had, I shouldn't have. Essentially, as Hakuin Zenji says, our practice is turning ourselves from this usual stories about self and others and confirming or testifying or experiencing and manifesting the truth that this universe, this who we are, we want to call it our self nature. And of course, if it's ours, it's the same for all others we encounter, is fundamentally no nature. No nature means no fixed way, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, that's a certain way that we hold on to, as opposed to right here as it manifests. We can't be any place else. We are just the universe called Buddha nature, called whatever you want to call it. It's just this experiencing moment, including thoughts about all sorts of things, feelings, but none of those need we hold on to and be blinded by unless we fail to see that from the beginning, we fail to testify, if we use that word, that our very life is the life of the Buddha, which is the life of no nature, the life of ongoing, changing, manifesting right now as this experiencing. This experiencing means that we don't bump up against it because we have an idea, he shouldn't say that, I shouldn't have this, he should, she should, they should. Instead, we know that our life is this right here, this form of no form, this right here, never going astray, because we're right here. This is the manifestation of the universe, this experiencing, and it's our opportunity to respond skillfully to whatever comes up. Skillfully means not sticking with our likes or dislikes, caught in self-centered dream. In other words, our big story or our little story, we see them arising, but we don't have to hold on to them, or we see where we're holding on to them. In the Diamond Sutra, at the very end, there's a reminder, there's different ways to translate this, but where the Buddha says, you should consider this as if it is like a flash of lightning, like a dewdrop, like a bubble. That's how we should consider the circumstances that arise, which means we see them as they are, but we don't expect them to fit. We don't hold on to them with our hands, with our thoughts, with our body in a way that's inappropriate. If you were trying to hold on to a flash of lightning, you know what happens with that. If you were trying to hold on to a bubble, it would pop the bubble. If you were getting angry with the bubble for appearing in a certain way, come on. Isn't that silly? If you fight over which is the correct way that that cloud should be, then all you get is fighting. Get angry at yourself, angry at others, harming others with words or actions, or harming yourself. This is what we do when we misperceive life. Now, one of the aspects, fundamental aspects of Zazen, of sitting, is we get to be present still, embracing, so to speak, this present moment by our being this, and yet notice all sorts of thoughts and allowing them, all sorts of feelings, allowing them to arise and pass, because we're simply upright, present, being just this moment, testifying, if I say it that way, confirming this moment in our experiencing this, knowing that despite the names we call them, those are just names we've added on, beings are fundamentally all Buddhas. It's nothing but Buddha that we encounter. And yet, they don't have to know anything. They don't have to act in any particular way except exactly as they are. That's the cause and effect. That's maybe a flash of lightning when you don't want it. Your dewdrop that you think shouldn't be a certain way. Other translations add on a phantom or a dream. That's this world. Not in a sense of lacking anything, but in a sense that there's not a basis for us to get caught in our likes and dislikes about it. Or if I say it differently, we can like it and dislike it. But if we attach to that, if we act out of that, if we react out of that, then what we get is harming and suffering for ourselves and others. Because that's a foolishness of adding and holding to self in the midst of this constant arising passing, this no nature that can manifest exactly what's called for now. Ah, you need me to serve you this? Here, please take it. Oh, you want me to take that? Fine. Oh, you don't like it? Okay, we don't have anything else today. Oh, you don't have what I want? Well, okay, maybe tomorrow. Then whatever, whoever circumstance that arises, we can see them for what they are and sing and dance with them in whatever way is appropriate. The practice of Zazen is easy because there's no one else there except the whole universe, and any comments about it are our own thoughts and feelings that appear and disappear, except if we grab onto them. So Zazen is our opportunity to develop this capacity to be experiencing moment, 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 to be noticing where we're grabbing on to a story, a dewdrop, a bubble. Then we don't have suffering, we don't cause harming, or we notice when we are doing that, whether for ourselves or others. And then we can be the Buddha that we are. We can encounter all the bodhisattvas that are our life. All the bodhisattvas in various forms, whether they know it or not, are simply manifesting the voice of the Dharma, manifesting the nature of no nature. So please allow your practice to permeate your life. Allow the circumstances of your life to be opportunities to be skillful in your responding to them appropriately and acting as best you can in terms of what's needed. Thank you.